You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Brought to you by Audible.
The most interesting thing in tech? Facebook has just announced that they're going to ban all political ads, and they're going to do it after the election. They'd already said they would limit new political ads the week before the election. Now they're going one step further. There are a whole bunch of questions, and I think each of them has an interesting answer that tells something about Facebook. So first of all, why are they doing this now? Well, I think they're doing it because the staff is very unhappy. Mark Zuckerberg likes to listen to his staff more than he cares about people outside the company. Secondly, they watched the Trump-Biden debate. They know there is a huge risk that American democracy could be scuppered by the aftermath of this election. If people don't trust the results, they don't want to play a large role in that. Third, they've been getting a lot of bad press. This will lead to good press. So that's maybe why the decision is happening now. Next question. Why does Facebook have political ads at all? Right? They cause all kinds of headaches for the company, and they bring in almost no money. People often say, well, they have political ads because it's very valuable. It's not. It's a tiny, tiny fraction of Facebook's business. Well, the reason to have political ads is kind of complicated. For one, free speech. If you ban political ads, it's a complicated thing you have to explain, particularly when you've said you're free speech activists. Secondly, political ads can provide a real democratic value. They can help upstart candidates unseat incumbents. An upstart who builds a real Facebook following has a chance. And third, there can be an actual commercial benefit in a complicated way. When Donald Trump won in 2016, there were all these stories about how successful he was at using Facebook ads. Well, Facebook is mostly staffed by Democrats, and they were kind of upset at part of that. But they loved the fact that it looked like his smart use of their commercial tools had helped them because it drove companies to use those commercial tools. It was great marketing for Facebook. So political ads can actually help a part of Facebook that makes real money. On the other hand, the flip side can be true too. If people come to hate the whole system of ads on Facebook because they're mad at political ads, it could hurt the commercial business, and that would make Facebook pull away from them. So those are some of the factors that I think, based on my understanding of the company, that they're considering. So now let's get to the next question. Do political ads matter? The answer is not really. Certainly less than the amount of attention they get. What matters is the organic content on Facebook. What matters are the groups that are formed. What matters are the filter bubbles that we move into when we use Facebook. Ads can accelerate all of those trends, but they're tiny, a relatively small part of the information ecosystem. But they're part of the information ecosystem that Facebook can control, so they take actions there. So ultimately, I think it's a complicated, fascinating decision. I think it's probably the right decision. And I think it's also a small decision. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily. Life is busy, so don't let finding your favorite podcast slow you down. Just tap the Audible app on your phone and unlock your one-stop shop to listen to more of what you love. everything from Celeste Ng's bestseller, Little Fires Everywhere, to the podcast, The Pursuit of Healthiness with Blake Griffin, is at your fingertips. Audiobooks, podcasts, and Audible originals, all in one place. And for a limited time, Prime members get $50 off their first year of Audible Premium Plus membership. Visit audible.com to get started.